This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. New CDC figures present the lowest rate in abortion since 73, and the greatest drop is among teens. The report shows a 10-year, 54% decline in abortion among women below age 20. One interesting conclusion from the Lozier Institute is that teens are having fewer sexual encounters, beginning at about the same time as abstinence education began, and also while polls began to show a growing U.S. opposition to abortion. Telemedicine is the use of computers and phones to extend medical practice with reduced contact with a doctor. A new Kansas law offering telemedicine excluded the off-label use of chemical abortion protocols. Abortion activists have filed a lawsuit now that could scuttle cost savings for all remote care. This is Life News Radio. If you are planning to be a nursing student next year, visit lifenews.com to discover details about a $1,000 nursing scholarship. Go to lifenews.com, search for the Nurses for Life scholarship ad. Nurses for Life are seeking those with demonstrable leadership and participation in pro-life activities who can present a powerful essay on what nurses can do to promote a positive respect for life. Visit lifenews.com and search for Nurses for Life. In other headlines, one final U.S. Senate election happens Tuesday in Mississippi. One candidate says he's a moderate Democrat, while he embraces a radical abortion practice that the Susan B. Anthony List calls too extreme for Mississippi. And a change of heart after her husband's medically assisted suicide has led to Deborah Binner's memoir. It offers a tragic contrast between natural and arranged dying. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.